This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Sudoeco formed in Australia way back in 1982. During the 80s, they produced some fine Australian new wave music, including the hits A Beat For You, Love and Adventure, and their international hit Funky Town. 31 years later, and they are still performing, about to embark on a number of gigs around the country, including the Queenscliff Music Festival next month. Welcome to the Sound Museum, lead singer Brian Kenham.
You're performing at the Queenscliff Music Festival late next month. You're in fine company with performers such as Kimbra, Christina New and Eskimo Joe also on the bill. You obviously love doing festivals. What can we expect from your set?
Well, we pretty much just do our classic material. So it's sort of, a best of the best sort of thing when we do the festivals. You know, it's good for us to try to reach out to new audiences too, which is something that we're really conscious of, as well as, you know, still pleasing the old fans. But the festivals sort of allow us to cross into a new audience, really.
Do you find that the newer, younger people are picking up on the music? Because obviously you've got the older crowd that remember you from the 80s.
Sure.
And I guess with the advantage of people being able to get things online now and music's a lot more accessible, do you find a younger crowd getting into Sudoeco a bit?
Yeah, definitely. It's just starting. Funnily enough, you get, you know, siblings and children things that are coming along from older fans. But it's definitely slowly but surely picking up with the younger generation, and that's really important to us. It keeps it going.
There's a large number of 80s bands and 90s bands also reforming at the moment and still performing all their hits all over the world to excited fans. What keeps Sudoeco going?
Oh, it's just the vibe of it all, really. I mean, if we were doing shows and it was mediocre response and we had poor attendances, we probably wouldn't do it. We enjoy playing together, but to us it's very important that who we play to enjoy it is just as much.
Now, you were part of the new wave music scene back in the 80s, but the songs are not new anymore, so what do you do to keep them fresh?
I guess, look, we still really enjoy playing the material, so it always has great enthusiasm. We really don't mess with the material a great deal. We like to keep it very authentic to what it was. Probably the difference is it's contemporized in the actual, just the attitude towards it. It has a lot more energy, being there's sort of live drums on stage. We still use the electronic sounds, but we have a live kit on stage. Maybe the guitars have advanced a bit. The sound of the guitars are a little bit more kind of current and raw rather than the old sort of 80s produced sort of guitar sounds. But in all, it's very period sounding still.
Back in the 80s, people had to buy a cassette or an LP to get your music and would get the complete album. Today, people can just download the tracks they want or just the hits of the songs they know, which kind of takes away the complete work or flow of an album. So do you find the availability of your music online a good thing, or does it take some of the magic away that the album sort of produced as a whole?
There's a double-sided sword there. Yeah, definitely. There is something great about this new technology that you can just obtain music so easily, but as you said, it's really taken away the whole idea of how you recorded a whole body of work, an album in its entirety, and that's how it was intended to be listened to. That has really, really made a massive change and impact to me. I mean, look, artists would think about an album, the tempos, the textures, and build it as a journey. And now that you can't even sell it as a complete work is kind of strange. I think iTunes won't allow it, or some companies just only allow singular track download. So that's a real challenge. It's sort of almost made the album obsolete. Hey, this is Brian Cannon from Sudoeco, and you're listening to Jono and Leo on the Sound Museum.
You're on the Sound Museum on Joy at 94.9. Very pleased tonight to be talking to Brian Kenham from Sudoeco. Now, Brian, apart from the Sudoeco group, what other musical projects are you working on at the moment?
With my studio, I'm sort of constantly having a flow of mainly new acts coming through. There's a band that I've been working on recently called Cheat Street. They're the local guys from sort of St Kilda area. And that's sort of interesting because they have influences of kind of sort of hints of 80s music in there, but it's fused with very modern street sound. There's also another band called Sugar Dolls that They're also very pop. There's quite a heavy 80s influence in there. That said, it's not necessarily something that's a prerequisite for me. It's just I often get clients come to me when they do have that sort of 80s influence. But yeah, it's quite diverse, is the type of music I work on, because I'm doing, sometimes I do a club remix, sometimes it's a heavy rock band that, you know, need me to mix the album, or, you know, a solo female artist. It's really broad.
Now, we also hear that you're working with our favourite girls from Slinky Minx.
Yeah. Got a lot of work with the girls.
What are you doing with them at the moment?
I believe they were working towards a complete album. I haven't spoken to them for a while, so I don't know where they left off with that. But they were working with a few different producers, getting a feel for it. But yeah, we did some great stuff together. It was real fun working with them. They had good songs and really got their head in the right place.
Going back to Pseudo Echo for a moment, if we can briefly talk about Funky Town. Now, that was obviously your biggest international hit. Looking back, is that song your defining moment, or the hit that just won't go away?
Oh, no. We look on it very fondly, to be honest. It's something that's really close to us. It's not. We don't have any of the songs really in the set that we do that we don't enjoy doing. And Funky Town definitely is a very impactful song in our career. So we embrace it, for sure.
Personally, Brian, what is your favourite Pseudo Echo track?
Wow. That's a hard one. Maybe Love and Adventure.
Well, that was one of the songs that Jono picked to play tonight, so...
Yes, it's one of my favourites too.
Great, yeah. Yeah, that and A Big For You too, maybe.
The industry has changed since you guys first started. The way to get into the music industry these days seems to be via shows like Australia's Got Talent and X Factor. What's your take on this steam train ride to becoming a pop star?
It's not a real favourable one. I'm not really mad about that whole concept, because to me, To really succeed in, you know, for longevity in this business, I think that you need the right grounding, and for it to be authentic and genuine talent, I think you need real good grounding too. And to me, to just kind of win a ticket to being a pop star, it's not really a real pop star. It's just like basically anybody could do that. To have that kind of technology behind them and the marketing behind them, it's not really any big deal. And I kind of frown upon that a bit.
Now, Brian, Pseudo Echo, of course, is playing at the Queenscliff Music Festival at the end of November. You were booked to do the 80s Rewind Festival before it got cancelled. So what other gigs, or what's coming up for Pseudo Echo in the next 6 months?
We have still got a fair few gigs around the country. We've got some great shows coming up in Sydney. And then we're looking to sort of book some bigger shows early next year. We're looking to do something like the Palms in Melbourne, the Metro in Sydney, that sort of venue, a slightly more concert-esque, and we're looking at perhaps having a special international guest on the bill.
Now, finally, Brian, what all the fans really want to know is, can we expect a new album from Pseudo Echo in the near future?
Well, you know, the album, as we're talking about it, its days are nearly numbered, but we actually are working on a new song at the moment. We have one nearly done. We're just sort of doing the fine touches on it, and hopefully we'll get that away and gauge the reaction.
Now, the Queenscliff Music Festival is happening from Friday the 25th to Sunday the 27th of November. See the website qmf.net.au for booking details. Brian, thank you so much for joining us today on the Sound Museum.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
We look forward to listening to you at a Pseudo Echo gig sometime soon.
Thank you. Hey, this is Brian Cannon from Pseudo Echo on Joy 94.9.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.